I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. YouVersion celebrates a staggering milestone, which serves as a reminder that God's word is desperately sought around the world. And you've heard the saying, children should be seen, not heard. Well, on World Children's Day, there's a different focus because kids are seen. That story coming your way in just a few moments. In our first story, YouVersion recently hit a mind-blowing milestone that its creators never could have imagined when it launched 17 years ago. That's 1 billion device installs across its family of Bible apps. Bibles for China's Kurt Rovenstein attended the YouVersion celebration on Monday in Oklahoma City. He says,
it was a reminder to us as a ministry that works in Bible distribution of the importance of Bible distribution. It celebrated the growing desire for people to find truth and that people are searching for truth, and the Bible is a place where they're going to find that.
But the celebration also underscored the reality that not everyone has the same access.
The digital piece is a challenge, and YouVersion in most parts of China is probably not available. Part of that encouragement at that celebration was also a reminder that online and digital is great, but it also can be restricted. And if you don't have it physically, it may not be available.
Pray that 1 billion YouVersion downloads turn into 1 billion transformed lives, and that even more people get access to God's word.
So we're reminded that whereas the Bible is very accessible and desired by many, it's still a challenge.
Next, God desires his children to grow in knowledge and wisdom, yet many children worldwide still lack access to education. Today is World Children's Day, marked by a minute of loudness to highlight what matters most to kids. For Teach Beyond, that focus is education. David Durant says,
if we have God's ear for his world, we're going to hear the cry of those that are being ignored by the rest of society.
Children born into war, poverty, crisis, or asylum often can't keep up with school. Stress and family survival also leave them unable to focus, as Durant tells us.
There's tens and even hundreds, millions of children that live in very hard situations.
And without education, many remain stuck in generational poverty.
We have to intervene and be a part of that solution in those kinds of communities.
One solution is trauma-informed education.
We really want to deal with the issues that they faced in their childhood and want to be a part of the solution to seeing healing over the long run for these kids.
Teach Beyond uses strategies like Open Schools Worldwide and Beyond Borders. And these programs are built for kids who have no access to schooling.
We're providing education that introduces ultimately the hope of the gospel.
Pray that transformative education will accomplish God's will around the world. And finally, Alawite refugees face many fears about the future, but their greatest concern is their children's education. Pierre Hosty from Horizons International tells us.
Like, they don't want their kids to be a dropout generation that misses out on their future because of this crisis.
Under Bashar al-Assad and his father, the Alawite minority held power and enjoyed high-quality schooling. But today, many refugees have almost nothing and depend on aid. Some are questioning Islam.
They are very spiritually open. We're finding that they're ready to hear the gospel.
Desperate to secure their children's future, Alawite parents are looking for help.
We have been begged by hundreds of Alawite parents to educate their children.
In North Lebanon, Horizons has opened a school for 50 Alawite Muslim children. They provide a full Christian education with parental permission.
So we are kind of fulfilling the parents' main goal for their kids.
At the opening ceremony, Hosni reminded parents that God has not abandoned them. And in their difficult situation, he made a way for children to be educated. So pray that as these 50 children learn, many more will gain the same opportunity. Pray also for the Alawites as their life foundations are shaking to find their hope in Christ. You can find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Sat7 invites you to Dare to Believe, the inspiring memoir of founder Dr. Terence Ascott. Discover powerful stories of faith under persecution and the birth of a media ministry reaching millions across the Middle East. Get your free sample chapter at the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.